Yeah, welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso and today being Wednesday's Debumide. Remember that something struck us, that's how it works here. Something struck me about the legality of what happened in the Lekki Gardens case. So I'm going to get the lawyer to this. But Jimmy is not a lawyer. She worked in insurance until she retired. This is one of the best looking pensioners I've ever seen. Rachel Milajaja. Morning, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
When you say Jaja, is it of the Jaja of Opobo? Are you related to?
Yes, it's from the Jaja family, Opobo.
Are you directly related to the?
Yes, I'm the Jaja great granddaughter.
Ah, your bread price must have been very heavy.
Great granddaughter.
Now, okay, it's nice to see you. You listen to this program regularly, of course you do.
Yes, I do. Yes.
You do. So you're all set for this. Auntie Bumi, good morning. I'm sure you're listening. Have your tea and biscuits with you. Would today be Amala? Let me see now. Is next week. Philip, how do you know Amala date? Okay, all Amala devotees, it's next week that we'll be doing this. But I heard Mr. Gori Ogunyemi has been made a knight, so he'll now become Sir Gori Ogunyemi. Congratulations, my big brother. Non sibi sed aliis, that's Latin. Do you understand Latin?
No.
What other language do you speak?
I speak a little bit of Opobo Igbo.
A little bit?
Yes, and a bit of French as well.
C'est la voûte de ma part?
That's what makes sense.
It's easy to fool people. Okay, we have some stories here that for most of you, I mean, you know who Debumi is. Debumi is a column in the Vanguard regular every Wednesday, and it's an agony aunt. Ms. Bumisho Fola she's been writing it for only God knows how long. And every time I mention her name, I remember when she took me to a picnic in Ikoyi Park, 1968, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, she, of course, she's older than I am. She took me to a park. They went to do with the adults, and I looked for a little rat of my size. I mean, we went on excursion. Well, what would you please stop looking that way? I was only about, I think, 1968, I was about 13, 12 or 13. But I never, did you ever go to Ikoyi Park before it became
Yes, when I was a girl guide, we used to go.
You used to go there, did you see any crocodiles, snakes?
Snails, a lot of
crabs
and all of that, yes.
When
we used to go on excursions and the girl guides, we used to,
It's sad how we just destroy the things that nature has bestowed on us and what Ikoyi has become. But that's a story for another day. I'll bring you into this before I veer off the main reason why you're here. Now, so Debumi is written by Miss Bumisho Fola, and she's an agony aunt, and she says she tackles the problems with candor, which is truth. If you hear some of the responses to some of the problems, only Auntie Bumi can do that. It's a pity that nobody has really picked up this agony aunt thing. I remember I used to read in my mom's Woman's Own. Did they still publish it?
No.
Woman's Own.
There was an
aunt called Marjorie Poops or something like that. And as a kid in primary school, I used to read that column. Marjorie Poops was in Woman's Own. Do you still have Reader's Digest? I think you do. I know Muyiwa Adetiba sometimes has. Yeah, I think you do have Reader's Digest, but I'm sure you will have Woman's Own. These things don't die like that.
But then with the social media and everything, so everything is now online. So most of people don't really
Yes, that much. Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember Woman's Own. You have to speak up from Auntie.
Okay, sorry.
You have to speak up. You're not talking to me privately. You have
sorry.
To speak up. So we can hear the sweet words of yours. Okay, so now we have My Man Is Too Vain. My Dad Has Always Been Unfaithful. Most dads are anyway. Friend Won't Pay Back a Loan. Yes, that is very common. Don't lend money to anybody if you can't give them. That's where I stand. His ex-wife still has a hold on him. They sometimes do, unless the man shakes himself. He discourages joint investment. Me too, I discourage that. And then I'm really miserable in this marriage. Let's start with the one that you would like. His ex-wife still has a hold on him. This is Sylvia, and she says, I've been with my partner for 15 years and comfortable with the fact that he keeps in touch with his ex-wife. Now his ex lives just a few minutes' walk from us, and I'm not happy. He's always dashing around to do jobs for her and gives her lips most of the time. Well, then they can't be that. You're about to say one bad bunny. You know, sometimes when you translate, does that happen to you? When you translate your native, your own language to English, it loses part of the significance. If you say one babo in Yoruba, it has wide implications.
Yeah.
Yes. Morning, Shazonku Yoro. I know you're listening. I can feel his presence here. Naughty boy. He's always dashing around to do jobs for her and gives her list most of the time. They have three children together and they often come to their mothers, making the whole atmosphere as cozy as if they're family again. But we have a daughter of our own who needs him. Why can't he spend more time with us? What is she complaining about? Shouldn't she be happy?
It's very difficult for a woman who is married to somebody who's been married before.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a few insecurities as well because he's been with his previous wife for maybe more years with the children and everything. And so she feels that she might not have that much of a hold on him. She can't really know what's happening when she's not there. So she might feel a bit insecure.
So when the first, I'm sure the first wife herself moved into the neighborhood deliberately so she could be near the guy. So what should he, guy, have done? Should the guy carry his bag and baggage and pack away from there? Let's assume that he's somewhere in Owo-Roshoki. Should the guy pack and move to either Igbo Efon or
I think what he should do is to make her
feel redeem
more,
camp or something.
Make her feel more relaxed, more secure. Mm. Sometimes you should take her there with him.
Would you go with him if you were the one?
Yes, but just for him to
Would you go with him if you were the one?
I would.
I know you very well.
I would go with him. Actually, I would.
You'd actually go with him?
Yes, I would. I would, because for her to also be sort of to feel that maybe there's nothing really going on between him and his ex-wife, to make her feel a bit more comfortable and a bit more secure, I think to prove to her, because he needs to prove to her that there's really really nothing between the two of them, and so he should take her once in a while, not all the time obviously, but once in a while I think he should take her.
So if it was an idea, say, Rachel, let's go down to Big Mommy's place, you follow him?
Once in a while, yes, I would.
When Big Mommy comes to your house, will you entertain her?
So long as it's not very often.
Huh?
So long as it's not very often. Once in a while.
But you don't mind going very often.
No. I said once in a while.
Once in a while.
I see where Mimo is shaking
her. She's itching. Mimo, let's hear you.
Once in a while.
No, Nike. I think that this woman who's bringing up this matter is a very peaceable person. For her, over the years, you have allowed the husband to chat so often and run errands for his ex. That's what he says. He runs errands.
The ex is the mother of his children.
Yeah, but that's fine. He's his ex. You don't keep running errands for your ex when you're married to someone.
What kind of errands do you think?
I don't know. She didn't tell us.
Go to the chemist to buy her cough mixture?
Possibly when she's at home and she's hot, he's the first person she calls. I mean, if that comes...
That's the mother of his children now.
No, I'm not saying for...
Wait. I'm not married to you. Don't look at me like that.
Yeah, no, but if we're talking about this man's life...
The bribe I gave you this morning is still with me.
No, Komata. But because really, I mean, now for this ex to even be so comfortable to move close by, I have a huge doubt that there's nothing going on between them. I can't bring myself to think so.
She should go there once in a while, so that to show that she is.
What I would rather do is insist that he stops going there.
No,
I wouldn't.
Why not?
No,
I am asking.
Okay, I agree.
It's children also.
I agree. Well, I can't stand the way she's looking at me. We're going to open up our lines. 0700-993-993-993. And we're having fun. It's the Daily Digested. Jimmy, this was brought to you by Amstel Malta. I forgot to say that in the beginning. Amstel Malta. So, yes, so we'll open up our lines, open up the female line, 01. Rachel, we have a line that females call here, 01465-7190. Occasionally, we have males that sound like females, like all the male line, but we let it go. Okay, so what do you think? Do I have a, wow, I have calls there. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Good morning, who's calling?
My name is Ella, I'm calling from Aja.
Ella, good morning, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yes, what do you think, Madam Ella?
Just like Wemi Mo said, I think she should stop going there. Not stop seeing her, but stop going to her house. They can meet in open places. Yeah. If the tables were turned, will the man be comfortable that the wife is going to visit her ex in his house?
Yeah, but the tables are not turned now.
No, let's turn the table and then weigh the matter.
Why can't we turn the table?
Right. You don't do to your partner what you can't take.
Absolutely.
You should see her in open places. They can meet in a restaurant. They can meet outside.
Okay.
Not in her house.
Still going to
her house.
Okay. Cool down. Okay. Ella. All right. Hey, let's have another one. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Good morning, ma. Who's calling?
This is Biri from Yaba.
Yes, ma. Madam Biri.
I agree with Wemimo as well. I wouldn't think she totally stopped, but there's a reason why she's an ex. Like, if she wasn't in town, we should not run her errands. That's not right. You shouldn't do what is wrong.
Okay.
If she was his current wife, would she like that? So we need to be reasonable human beings.
Okay. Let's hear two more.
From the men.
Men, speak up. You men, speak up.
SR, it's okay.
Hello.
Uncle Jimmy.
Ah, thank God. What's your name, sir?
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Madam, morning. Auntie, well, morning.
Yes,
morning. Morning.
Uncle Jimmy, I'm a man. I'm not in support of that man going there in the first place. Why did you separate from your wife?
Maybe she separated from... You never know what it is, but this woman is the mother of his child. What has he got to do? He will go there, she needs cough mixture, she needs to buy paracetamol.
It's wrong of that man running an error.
Cold soft drinks. She needs to buy a nice cold Amstel malta in a hot afternoon.
There's other men out there to do that for her. Why must you leave your wife and be going to run around for your ex-wife? So I'm not in support of that, Uncle Jimmy. Actually, lady, I support you.
Thank you, Jerry. I trust you.
Okay. If the next caller doesn't support me, I will be very angry. Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
So for me, I can go there.
Uchil, Jerry. What's your name?
My name is Ola.
Ola. How can I get something to you now? I must give him. Yes,
what
I must
kind of bribery?
I must give him something for supporting me.
Yes, I will go there.
Do you know how to contact me later?
Seriously?
No, yes, I have something for you. I have a gift for you for supporting me. Yes, but go on.
Because I make up my mind that I'm not dating her. I'm going there just for me and her to talk, or my baby wants to say something and go. That is me.
Exactly.
Because
thank you.
I'm not eating it. What is more, German?
Well, Nico, they didn't say you should eat anything.
If you smell it for too long, you will eat it.
That is true.
Bye-bye. The phone line is with me.
I agree that if you smell it, little whiff, you eat it.
Yeah, if you stay around it for too long, you will eat it.
I said once in a while, not too often. Once in a while.
But now she's just a few houses away. Ha! Come on. See the phone lines.
Supposing you go there.
Look over here.
I know. Supposing you go there and you clip your nose so that you don't smell anything.
Don't even go there. If you won't eat it, don't go there.
Okay, all of you who have exes, don't go to their house to run around.
No, that's not to say don't relate with them at all. But there's a measure that's reasonable, then there's a measure that becomes unreasonable. I mean, you're going there so often.
Okay.
It appears as if she's your second wife.
Your husband
that's,
is
so that's
listening.
Why I said
he
once
knows.
In a while.
If in Jesus' name, you'll not be an ex-wife anyway. I mean.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
No biggie.
No big deal. Yeah.
Do you want more calls?
No, I don't. Look at this. Wow. Okay, let me just take one more. Let's see if I can balance it up. Is that the female line or the male line?
Female line.
Cheating. Hello, I'm in trouble. Who's calling?
Good morning.
Morning, ma.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Good morning.
Morning, auntie. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yes.
I said this na temptation. With a little confusion.
This one don't get so.
We should not allow ourselves to fall into temptation. I can tell you that man still have feelings for the ex. There is no point going there running errands. No more. You have another person, so she should also move on. That's the truth.
That's okay. Truth. Okay. What? Point noted. I've taken. Point noted. Maybe that point's now. We'll soon take a break.
Yes.
Well, let me read the story we have in mind. There's a lady called Rolliat, Rachel Rolliat. That is the version of Rachel. It's no, Rolliat. She's not. Okay. Maybe a rally or something. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 8 years now, and we have a 4-year-old son. He was never that serious when we started our relationship. I was the one rushing in, auntie pushing in. After I had our son, I moved in with him to rush in. Although we both have good jobs, he never encouraged me to discuss marriage. The guy was very comfortable with the arrangement. He's currently building a house on the plot of land he bought for himself. When I suggested that we build the house in our joint names, he advised me to go get a plot and build my own. He's not asking, do we have a future? I think we need to take a break.
We need to take a break.
And let me drink some water. We're going to take a break. It's the daily digest with Jimmy Dixon, brought to you by Amstel Malta. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to look at that issue on whether the man has told her what he wants. Let's see what advice they're going to give her. We'll be right back.
Hey.
If you don't know who the Jada of Opobo is, go and check your history books. Or Google it. Please, the word is Google, not Google. I'll help people. Once it has a double O, it is Google and not Google. That's a little lesson for us today. Okay, so, Rachel, what do you think? Rolliat says that he's asking if you have a future because he has the guy. This land that you bought, we're building the house. Let's have both our names. The guy that I know. Go and get your own.
Well, I think she should have taken a cue from the fact that they've been together for how many? 8 years. They have a child together, a 4-year-old child. And they're not yet married. So that should even give an indication to her that he doesn't really want to marry her. He's got this plot of land in his name only.
Yes.
And then when she suggests that they should build something together, he's saying that she should go and do something on her own. So it's obvious that he's not with her.
He's not with her. But look, getting married is one thing. Then having houses in both names, if they were married, would it make any difference? Would you advise, for example, that, you know, joint property with your husband?
If they were married, then the law actually also would protect the wife, even if they don't, even if they
why do wives always have an eye on a man's property that in case he goes? Why do I... no. I didn't like the way it was. Why do I get this feeling that women place a premium and say, I need to be protected. The man doesn't think that way. The man always thinks and wishes his wife will live forever. But the woman will always think of, I need to be protected.
Yeah, but
in case something happens,
of the children. Nobody has to come. She always thinks of the children. I don't think any wife would think of herself alone. I think she always think about the children, which is her priority, actually, to make sure that the children are comfortable. My midwife doesn't seem to believe.
Go on.
I had to.
Go on.
No, please don't look at me like that. But sincerely, in our African setting, a man works and makes the money. The woman tends the home and the children. She barely has time to explore her personal human resources and make the money she would have made in her lifetime. The man makes the money and then builds a house and then possibly dies, and she's left with nothing.
Yeah.
So it's commonsensical to say, oh, while I'm tending the home and you are building a house, it should be on our behalf. I'm doing this on the behalf of the family.
Okay, so what message does she now get?
This lady?
That the man is
no, she's a joker now. This one is a joker. What is she going on about? And, you know, I think the people should start having frank conversations. Not everybody will get married.
Yeah.
Some people are in mutually convenient relationships. They want to have children, but they don't want to get married. Stay with it. If you want to get married, leave this relationship. Go to someone that wants.
Exactly.
He doesn't want to marry you.
But they said love is. What if love has come to play and she just can't get away from the man?
Then stay there unmarried and have children and build your own house.
So what do I tell Rolliat now?
Go and build your own house.
Okay, Rolliat, go and build your own house. the man has said it. Rachel, do you agree?
Or look for somebody else.
Yes. This guy is fair.
Which is the better of the two options?
Both are good options.
Yeah, but there must be one that will be better than
it depends
better
on how much in love with the guy she is.
I think she should look for somebody else. Actually.
Hey, Rachel, Chineke.
It is, because it's obvious that
I'm not doing again.
Yes,
she should do. I'm not doing again.
But I don't think the guy would mind if she wants to leave.
Exactly.
Because she's forcing herself on him. So.
But yeah, she says here that she's the one who has been rushing him. She got pregnant, had a child. Let us look at wisdom or age. Auntie Bumi is older than all of us here, and she's been at this game for long. For once, let me read what she says. Okay. She says, from the start, your partner has been backing off from relationship, pulling the rope in his direction. You kept pulling him back over to your side. And when you got pregnant, that pulled him right over into living with you. What young man's ego is not boosted by the arrival of a first son? Even with his much-loved son, your man still won't go the same mile. You want marriage, commitment, the works, and there's nothing wrong with that. But your man doesn't. You can keep pushing him to make that final commitment, but there's always a risk he'll end up walking away. If you accept things as they are, he'll probably stay and you will have some sort of future together.
That's it.
But it may not be a future that makes you happy. Oh, no. Okay, let's go to the next one very, very quickly. Layla is very miserable in her marriage. Why? Let me read it. She says, Dear Bumi, for close to 20 years, 20 solid years, 365 days times 20. For 20 years, I've been a stay-at-home mom, doing everything for my husband and three children. My kids are now teenagers, and I'm no longer in love with my husband, who doesn't appreciate me. That diminishing returns are certain. I want to leave him so I can get my independence back, but I don't want to hurt my family. Do I stay to save them pain or leave to spare myself from unhappiness? This is a very tough call, but there are a lot of women that are in this situation as we speak. They no longer love their husbands no longer care for them. But you find that people always say, oh, I'm staying because of the children. I don't believe in it.
Wrong.
No. I don't believe you should subject yourself to such punishment day in, day out because of your children. I think you can make an arrangement that a win-win situation that makes everybody happy. What do you think?
I think it's...
Move life close is to too the mic. It won't bite you.
I think life is too short, actually. So if she's not happy in the marriage, I think she should find a way in which she can leave. The children are, yes, teenagers. They're still young. But she'll be much happier, have peace of mind, I think, if she does try and
I think that in life, whilst thinking of the other side, we should also take our own welfare into consideration.
Exactly.
Because look, if anything happens to her, if she goes into depression, goes into this, that, by the time we wrap her up and drop her at the left side of Yaba, there's a vacuum in the house that needs to be filled.
Yeah.
And they are ready. They are ready.
On the same note, I'd like to tell her that they are ready men for her.
Yes.
But I think that 20 years, they've both...
What men? She's married. What men are you? What
if she leaves...
Don't tell me that.
You never was.
Okay.
He never was.
I caught you up there.
Sincerely, I think over 20 years, they both built a very bad habit of the man not appreciating her and she tolerating it because of the children. I'll suggest they go for counseling, but I've said they've built a bad habit that's hard to break. Counseling might help if they're willing.
When you
to
talk of counseling,
but if not,
I need to get something clear. Should they both go or should they go separately?
As we said the last time,
I think they should go first separately and then together.
Most counselors will have joint and solo sessions. You know, they won't have you together all the time.
Richard, you're a pensioner. You're one of the finest pensioners I've seen because you don't look it. If this is what pension is all about, your pension is not from Ogun State, is it? Definitely not. No. Not the way you're looking. So go to YouTube. You guys, go to you older guys, you young guys, tell my woman. Okay, let's pick. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Morning, who's calling?
Is that Uncle Jimmy Shoko?
Of course now. Let me call him.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Morning. Is this Ma or sir?
Ma.
It's Ma.
Ma, morning, Ma.
Uncle Jimmy, I've been listening to you for years from the other station to this place.
Ah, thank God you follow me, come.
I just want to comment today
on
that woman that says the man cannot go to the
run
errands for his first wife.
Yes.
You see, we women, you see it, when you go and marry a man that has married before, what do you expect? when they go in like that, they'll tell you every man is polygamous in nature.
Yes.
You think the man will marry you as the second wife and now zip up his trouser? He has every right to go back to his first wife. When my husband married second, married third, and they were telling me every man is polygamous in nature. I told them, when you are first wife, wait, when the man married second, you will know that every man is polygamous in nature. It has come to her doorstep now. She's complaining.
Yes.
Let her continue. The man will bring in a third wife. Because the broom, they used to flog the first wife.
Yes.
So we are waiting for the second wife.
Yes.
The one they used to flog the second wife is waiting for the third wife.
What? Just do it. Madam.
The man will go to the third
madam.
Wife. She's just waiting.
Madam.
The man has every right to madam. Go back to his first wife.
Madam.
Has 3 children for him. He should just throw the woman away like that. Even if they're quarrel, they can still reconcile. That is legal wife. That is wife
okay.
before God.
Madam.
Just do it. Let her go and die. Nonsense.
Madam, wait now. Now let you walk out come. Number, what are you in your house? She's gone. You're wrong. Why you not wait? Let me have another.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Hey, Ambassador, how are you doing?
Baba, Saturday is my birthday. You know, I think I'm ashamed you.
No problem. I'm a Hong Kong. It's Saturday your birthday. Wait, it's Saturday your birthday.
Honestly, when I'm in school.
How old are you?
I'll be 67.
Come to the studio on Thursday morning, 9 o'clock.
I'll be 67.
Come on Thursday, 9 o'clock here. Okay.
And you come, eh?
Yeah, come.
Okay, no
come and be my guest.
Oh my God.
That's my okay. best.
Madam.
Yes.
Good morning. Uncle Jimmy. Wait. Say Odaro. You know the good man say like now.
If you forgot something,
go. You know to go back and say good evening again now.
Mm.
You say bye bye in the morning.
Mm.
So that on that lady.
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
That guy. Speak from maybe. Something is talking to that guy.
Mm.
You know, when a man, you know your family, maybe you, I know some family, if you just buy a green bottle like this, if mother man die, 1,000 people from the family will rush that green bottle.
Okay. But we will
maybe
talk.
That guy, no.
Okay. We go talk the rest on Thursday, okay? let me announce. Tomorrow is Thursday, actually. It's tomorrow we'll have. I'll have him as my guest, not just because he's somebody I always like to honor. We know the circumstances that he is in was in the struggle to make Nigeria a better country. So I'm never tired of honoring Ambassador Musbao. To put it bluntly, he lost his sight during the Abiola crisis. A policeman tear gassed his eyes. And he's still in the struggle, even in his current state. So we will always honor him. He'll be here tomorrow, 9 o'clock. We'll honor him among some of the things we'll do tomorrow, okay? So that's the way it goes. Back to the business of the day. Do I have another phone call? Male or female line?
Female.
Why?
No, I swap in one male, one female, just to be fair.
But that's a male. Oh, yeah, that's female. Yes? Hello?
Hey, brother, uncle.
Who be? Ah, is this not grandma?
It's not grandma. This is Eno from Ikorodu.
Amos.
Eno.
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 E-N-O.
E-N-O. Sorry. Please go on, man.
Please, the woman that said he has been with a man for 20 years and they have kids.
Mm.
They have teenagers. And because of that, they want to move on. That is not enjoying it. There's a very close situation like that in our family.
Yes.
When I said the woman should move on, the family, our big mom said no. But at the end of the day, the woman is now paying dearly for it. So I will advise the woman to move on. To just leave. The children will survive. So move on.
Yeah. Wow. So that's... So what do you think?
I think she should make her decision.
She should make her decision, okay.
And possibly more.
I just got a message from Auntie Bumi. Yes, Amala is going to take place when it will. And we'll be honoring Kenny Adamson. Do some of you know Kenny? Richard, do you remember Kenny Adamson, the cartoonist?
No.
Call up Obasanjo and ask him. He gave him a run, good run for his money. Overnight, Kenny is now 70. He's a 70-year-old man, and then something to honor him. Okay. Right. Let's get to this one. This one is very, very common. And Rachel, you, this is a question you'll be able to answer because you, do you have any relationship with the Jews at all?
The Jews?
Yeah, the Jews.
No.
Okay, you don't. Okay. Because you, I can answer this one. You know where it comes to. Last year, move closer to the mic. Last year, it looks like a snake, but it won't bite. Move closer to the mic.
I'm close to it.
Come on now. Do you want me to come and sit in place of the mic? Last year, I lent a good friend $250,000. She said that she will pay me back after 3 weeks, but I'm still waiting for my money. She won't take my calls or text me back. I don't want to confront her face to face, but I have a project I really need the money for. What should I do? This is a very common thing.
Very.
The policy that I have is don't lend money you can't give.
Yes.
But in this particular case, Rachel, what do you think Rita should do? This woman is owing her $250. Should she go and tear her house down? Or stop her in the marketplace or what? What should
it's
she
very,
do?
Very, very, very difficult because it happened to me once.
Oh, really?
Yes. So it's better for her to... Okay, the woman obviously doesn't want to pay her back. So she should get in touch with maybe a relation or a friend of the lady to talk to her. Because she really does need the money.
Yes.
The agreement was that she was going to pay her a few weeks after, and she hasn't done.
And she's not picking her calls.
She's not picking her calls.
Or texting her back.
The only solution, I think, is that to get in touch.
Police station, uncle?
No, you don't involve the police just yet. Involve a relation or a friend of a woman, a mutual friend or a relation of the woman to talk to her.
Or send text to about 20 of her friends. Like these finance companies do. There was one that called me up and said, do I know some? I said, I don't know him. Said he put your name and number down as one of those who he calls regularly. I said, you better go and look for him.
So to embarrass her, maybe get in touch with a friend.
You think
relation.
So? Yes. You don't think she should pay her a visit at least to be sure that nothing untoward has happened to the woman?
If her phone is still ringing, she's charging it.
Because
one of the suggestions I have is if anybody is owing you money, there's a debt collector here.
Because paying her a visit,
you know, in Yoruba land of old, you had people they call Oshoma Lows. And what they will do is they will just move in with you. If you allow them inside, fair enough. If you don't, they will live by your gates. And by the second or third day,
you will look for the money.
They just move in quietly with you. You would have opened the door. Where, in those days, there were no armed robbers or anything. So you would have opened the door. I can't mama. Yes, kilo day. Ah. No, I'm here. Rachel Sokwe, you owe her money. So we are here to collect it. No problem. We will stay here till and they come. Oshoma Lows, they come well prepared. It's in Yoruba land. I don't know if you still have them. They come well prepared. They'll sit with you. If it's your office, they'll sit there. If you lock them in, but they'll be there. And the thinking then, if it's now, you could go get your revolver and blow the head off. That's a joke now. That's a joke. But way back then, you know, the thinking was that you wouldn't want to be embarrassed. But these days, is it safe to lend people money, really?
Your philosophy is very correct, actually. You should only give money to people or to some when you don't want to, when you're not thinking about it. You can just give the person and not think about it.
And save yourself
about
a headache.
It. Yes.
Okay, so what do we have? These two. My man is too vain. Let me talk about this one. Chinedu, good morning. I'm sure he's listening. He'll be smiling there. My boyfriend of 3 years used to be fat. Why are you looking at me? I'm not fat. I just
I don't have anything.
I just have some flesh. Why are you looking at me? That I'm fat? Well, they talked about boyfriend. Boyfriend of 3 years used to be fat. You're looking at me. I'm not fat. Am I your boyfriend?
I didn't say anything.
Not that I would mind. Okay. She froze.
Who froze?
You froze. Am I your boyfriend? She couldn't say yes. She couldn't say no. She just froze. Morning, Captain Jaja. I hope you're enjoying the program. I'm sure he's watching from somewhere and laughing his head off. My boyfriend of 3 years used to be fat, but he went on a diet and started weight training. In a year, he went from a fat slob to Mr. Universe. I loved it for a while, but now all he talks about is his amazing body. he now spends a fortune on his appearance, including health supplements. Those things will kill him. And expensive skincare products. I don't believe so much in supplements. I read a Time magazine cover story many years back. I think it was Time or Newsweek, way back then, that you know, they discourage you from taking supplements. You end up eating up so much. If you eat healthy, all these things, vitamin D, zinc, you get them from food. But if you keep eating fast food every day, you're not going to get anywhere. Anyway, I want us to save up for our wedding, which he keeps postponing for lack of funds. Yet he blows all his salary on his looks. Huh. I want the old I want the old cuddly man I fell in love with instead of this vain man that spends hours in front of the mirror flexing his muscles. This is written by somebody called Angela. So what should Angela do? Madam Rachel, looking at me either as a fat man or a boyfriend.
I think she needs to sit him down. They need to have a heart to heart, really.
You think the man, where he's gotten to, do you think that will work?
Well, it might not, but she should first of all try. Because it's very difficult because now she likes what she sees, but she's not. She's because of what he, it changes his whole personality and everything. And it's not. And I think she needs to tell him the truth. Maybe he doesn't even know. Maybe he doesn't even realize.
That he's become vain.
Very, very
and
vain.
And he's spending a fortune.
And so I think it's, first of all, she needs to sit down with him. And
why does she want him to be a fat slob? Why, you know? Well, you can't eat your cake and have it. Yeah. There's a price for everything.
I like this story because really we see Fit Farm, we see people getting fit, but we've never seen this side of how it affects their relationships.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, and how they spend a lot of fortune keeping that look.
Let me tell you, it's not because I'm not a slob and I'm not fat. I just get body. But the truth is, this I usually tell people, this idea of running to the gym and gymming, you know, gymming 2-3 hours. You're not running for Mr. World. You're not.
But it's healthy.
But sometimes it can be overdone, especially with the men. Develop muscles and.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I think you can build your muscles.
Is that your preference?
I like a nice looking man.
That has muscle.
Yeah, well toned. Yes.
So
why not?
I'm out of the way now.
You're not even in the league.
Rachel Lunko, do you like a well-toned man or do you want a fat slob?
Everybody wants a well-toned person, but you don't have to be vain about it. You have to also think about the person.
Like you said, he might not know. And again, you know, some of these things turn into mental disorder and you don't know. Then you become compulsive disorder.
Yeah.
You're now obsessed with yourself.
Yeah.
So he might not know.
I have a friend. Hey, he's going to watch this at some point on YouTube. But what the hell? I have a friend who is obsessed with exercise. Obsessed, and I always fear for him. Where I live is 12 floors. When he comes to stay with me, he goes up the 12 floors about 3-4 times. And he's older than me by 2 years. His house is like a gym equipment. It's always, you know.
The body gets used to it.
You think so?
Yes.
I think people, by the way, whilst we're talking about this, excuse me, I have to divert because it just struck me. I said I would say it. Please, all of you out there, the latest thing in TikTok is this thing they call, the word just flat on my mind. They call it prank. Okay. Prank.
No, they've been doing pranks.
Pranks. You need to be very, very careful with these pranks. You could actually get into trouble. I saw one in which the guy pretended he had a snake or something.
Okay.
And the woman almost ran in front of a car.
Yeah.
We need to be very, very careful. Our culture here is different. This is not Oyinbo land. This is Nigeria. One day you play a prank on somebody. At
Yogunlapo,
would have, yes. At Ikoyen. No, but jokes apart, we need, I plead with everybody, and indeed, maybe our authorities should, like, you know, advise people. We need some agency that does that. We are peculiar people, and we like to borrow things from other cultures without thinking of the overall circumstance and how safe you are playing this so-called prank. Anybody try any prank on me, I'm going to sue the person. Konichi, really, you're not going to do them again. Okay, so what do I do? So this man, so she should have a discussion with him to tone down the muscle.
And again, they need to have a conversation.
On
she might not want to marry this person. I mean, they're planning a wedding, and he has changed. So she needs to be sure she wants to marry this person. And he might not also want to marry her anymore. He might begin to think, oh, you're not fit fam. You're not this. He might have met somebody toner at the gym, you know.
I don't want to do this. But yeah, what Antipo says, the man you have now is not the one you fell in love with. Wow. Should I call Antipo? Where's my phone?
At the back, see?
At the back. Let's see if we can get
her. Let me take some calls while
Can you call her from here?
Yeah, sure.
Let us see. It'd be nice to hear her voice. I hope she's listening. It would be, you know, you might pick it up. Ah, Jimmy, mo want your boo. I love how I okay, let's take a call here. Hello, morning.
Hello.
Morning, sir.
Could you be sir? Is it a female line?
You just go talk, Ojane. You know what you call? You're not asking me. This is
my name is Adam Baba.
Ah, where have you been?
I've been around the hood and I watch your program on Facebook every day.
Oh, how sweet of you. Where are you
thank
now?
Thank you, sir. I'm in Lagos.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's have your contribution.
Okujumi, I don't know why some people want to live to please others. Let me tell you my own story. I used to keep dread. Of recent, I traveled to my village. My mama, my papa, everybody, they do family meeting on top of me. I returned to Lagos, bob my dread. You see all the people where they tell me, say, I like your dread, I like this thing.
Yes.
They say, now nah, I'm a fine boy, I look like it. Don't you know they say, especially all these girls, don't you know they say, nah, I like dread. Nah, don't bob up. I got one girl, she say, ah, she no one tell me, see, so. Yes, I bob.
And that's what the world be. That's what the world be. Do we have one today? We can't do both. Okay, Dambaba, thank you very much. I think that you must be confident and be sure the way you want to look, really. As long as it's not completely outrageous. I mean, you're not wearing a swimsuit to work or something like that. Do you swim?
No, I'm not a good swimmer.
I was going to offer that to you. I have a small swimming pool that we allow visitors to use. Come on. Okay. We can't get that, Antibomi. It's all right. Don't let's. So which one do I have left? Now there's another one here. We have just about 5 minutes. This one says, my dad has been unfaithful. My dad has had several affairs in the 30 years he's been married to my mom. Why is she counting? What's her business? Up until now, she's forgiving him every time. But his latest conquest, I like the way she puts it, is upsetting. The latest conquest is in her early 30s and looks like a typical gold digger. What does the typical gold digger look like? Anyway, she says, as things are now, my dad and mom barely speak and she seems so sad all the time. I feel really sorry for her and hate him for how he's treating her after all these years of staying faithful to him. Is there anything I can do to make him stop? The mom is used to it.
No, but no, not they're not. She's a 30-year-old. The man must be in his 60s or something like that.
Well, my mom and dad have had several affairs. He's been married for 30 years, which means the girl is just about his daughter's age.
Exactly.
Mm.
No, he needs to.
So, Kini, what should Mama do?
She can't talk to him. It will be very difficult for her to talk to him directly. So it'll be better for her to speak to one of the children.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, one of the children to speak to him. And then she can also speak to him as well, because it's the age gap will be a lot.
Can the daughter talk to her dad? She can.
That's what I'm saying. It'd be good for her to talk to her dad. To talk to him as well.
And she can talk to her mom, talk to her dad, and see if she can settle that. Okay, that's where we draw the curtains for today. The clock is, I don't know what happened between my very expensive wristwatch and the clock. We can't reconcile what the time is. But I don't want to take anything off the Tekkers' time. The Tekkers will be here any minute from now. Tekker 2 comes in first, followed by Tekker 1. They leave Tekker 3 at home. And one of these days, Rachel, you and I are going to go and smuggle Tekker 3. I love him. He's about I think he's between 2 and 3. And believe you me, I had a conversation with him sitting outside there. We'll be back again tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, and the subject has made itself. We'll be honoring Ambassador Musbao, listening to his story and paying tribute. Yeah, and it's just about time when this Lekki report is coming out. We're going to pay tribute to those who have put their lives on the line. This gentleman, he was doing well, nothing. He had the spirit, and then see what happened to him. But he always says, nobody should feel sorry for him. He has no regrets. It would be my pleasure to have him here tomorrow for his 57th birthday. And I'll take so many calls from you, especially my inner circle friends. Solomon, where's Kelvin? What's the Comrade Akpan? Where is Comrade Akpan? He promised me that I could go to Gabon twice to look. Thank you very much, Rachel Miladeja. Thank you very much for coming. It's nice having you here. If all personas were like you, nobody would complain. And Wemimo, thank you very much. We'll be back again tomorrow, 9 o'clock in the morning, okay? I'll see you then. Bye.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens.